Matt in Arlington. What's going on, Matt? Why are you calling us? What's happening this morning?
Well, I need to remodel my kitchen badly. It's been tore apart for about 15 years. Well, we did a remodel, tore out a floor-to-ceiling pantry to make room because we homeschooling our kids and we wanted a big table, so we did all that. Now the kids are out and gone, and time to put our kitchen back together.
Man, those are some slow contractors, man. 15 years for a kitchen remodel. I thought mine took a long time.
Well, my wife did a good job of putting it back together, I must admit. It looks really good, and I'm saying that because she might be listening.
No, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the picture you sent this in a couple days ago from Matt from Arlington Heights, right? This has got to be. You have the letters Cafe on top of your refrigerator. Is that you? C-A-F-E?
Yeah,
that Cafe?
Yeah, that's us. That's us, yes. We literally live in our kitchen, like you guys say. We live there, so.
Yeah, I like, you know what I like, John, is the floor that looks like the Boston Gardens of the old days, the parquet floor.
Yeah, you got a little parquet floor action there. It looks like you have a painting of a chesty woman hanging above your window. What is that? Or am I? It's hard for me to tell from this picture. What is that?
It's some of my wife's art.
Oh, okay. Well, now it looks like the woman's is featuring some ample bosomry there. Is that about right, or is that?
Yeah. She's drinking a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
keep your mind up there.
Uh-huh.
With okay. Milk.
Well. Now the kitchen, we think that's not a disaster. We've seen worse. We have certainly seen worse, but
yeah, I've heard about it.
But for 15 years, it's kind of been in disarray. You say,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. But pulling, I mean, you know, you got the silver fridge, you got the white stove, you got the, you know, whatever color dishwasher. I can't see from here, but I mean, tying it all together with the Samsung kitchen suite.
That
and the countertops.
There's not uniformity in the appliance colors, Brad, because it's a stainless steel fridge, it looks like, but then white stove, white dishwasher. Do you have a microwave?
Yeah, it's out in the garage. We got to walk out to the garage.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, it's a little walk. Kids, we're going
to
do microwave popcorn tonight. Going out to the garage.
That's good, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, well, you were in the drawing, Matt. You wanted to know how it all works. Huh? Is that it?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that it works.
Yeah, well, once you send it in, you're automatically in the thing, and then there's a drawing on March 2nd.
Yeah, that's going to be coming up quick.
Friday, March 2nd, and we'll just pull one name out of the thing for the Bitchin' Kitchen from Judd & Black Appliance. You also get a wine cooler, a 35-bottle wine cooler. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I imagine what your wife could do, the kind of paintings your wife could do with that after she has her own wine cooler.
Full-bodied wines and full-bodied paintings,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. That's a nice painting. Next time you send a picture to us, Matt, focus in on that painting a little more, okay?
All right, I'll try to do that for you guys.
Thank you, Matt.
You guys are great.
Well, we appreciate you listening. Thanks for listening, Matt. Matt in Arlington has entered into the Bitchin' Kitchen contest, and you can do the same. Again, KISM.com for all the details on that.